It is 90.6, another cup of coffee, and joining me in studio from Wide Horizon Hospice, Anne, welcome.
Hi, good morning, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Good, thank you.
It's nice to have you here on a Friday.
Yes, I'm getting used to the Friday interview thing.
Getting into the feeling of the weekend, and hopefully everyone's feeling a little bit generous.
Oh, well, I'm hoping so, you know. Come down to the shop, buy something, drop something off.
Yes, do a bit of late spring cleaning and bring stuff. Yes. Okay, so let's find out what is going on hospice's side.
Okay, so at the moment we're a little bit quiet, but this is to be expected. Lots of people are going on holiday and that type of thing. And so I'll remind everybody again about respite care, and that if you're going away and you don't know what to do with Oma or Opa or an auntie, we can look after them for a short period of time as well. And then also we're busy running all sorts of little things to try and get Christmas spirit in the place and make people feel like it is the holidays.
Just bring a little bit of joy.
Yeah, and just a little bit of fun, a little bit of laughter, you know, just make it feel a little bit cheerful.
Yes, cheerful is good, cheerful is good. For this time of year, everyone needs a little bit of cheer. End of year syndrome coming in strong, I believe, in most working circumstances. So at the shop, you've mentioned you can come and bring things for you to sell and obviously buy a couple of things. So what are we looking at when you're looking at the shop?
So anything and everything, because whatever we can't use in the unit, we take to the shop to sell to raise funds. And so it is quite literally everything you have in your home, then we can also use that either in the unit or we can use it in the shop to sell to make funds. And then, of course, and I mean literally everything from teacups to coffee pots to anything in your kitchen, kettles, microwaves, all of that stuff, as well as all of your old clothing if you're doing spring cleaning, or if somebody gives you a gift that you sort of go, well, I don't know what I'm going to do with that. And then you don't have to worry about re-gifting it back to somebody. But also then the other things are that we can, we sift through it and make sure that we can't use it. So curtains, blankets, pillows, duvets, all of those things.
Every knick-knack in the house you can bring along.
Yes, everything. So, you know, if Granny gave you something 10 years ago and you don't know what to do with it, we have a space for it.
Okay. So the shop location, operating hours, what are we looking at?
So we're in Ewelme Road in Henley-on-Clip at the OK Shopping Centre, just around the corner from OK. The shop is called The Shop Around the Corner. And we are there Tuesdays to Fridays. If anybody else wants to come in to donate something, they can contact us at hospice. Or if they don't necessarily want to bring it into the shop itself, they can bring it into Vereniging at 13 Casino Road. And then there is all sorts of other little things that we can arrange. So if somebody wants to come in late in the evening, they can bring it to the unit. If they don't bring it to the unit, then I live in Henley, fortunately. So if somebody wants to bring something late in the evening or early in the morning, we can arrange that somebody's there, either me or one of the other ladies.
Okay, so convenient way to get anything into the shop then. That's fantastic. So mentioning a bit earlier, make it feel like Christmas. This is a bit more than just making it feel like Christmas.
Yes, it's a little bit more of making it feel like Christmas. I'm looking for all the Christmas decorations that you might have at home that you're not necessarily going to want to use. I'm looking for Christmas lights. I'm looking for tinsel, little bowls, knickknacks, all of those types of things, because ideally I'd really like to be able to make the place feel like Christmas for all of the patients who are going to stay, and also for everybody else who might be coming around. So yes, it's going to be a mishmash, but doesn't that happen anyway?
It does, and that often makes the best decorations.
So yes, I want to be able to make the place just cheerful.
Okay, and there's something that's very interesting, a magic wallet. Explain this concept to me.
So I was gifted by a friend of mine when I first started at hospice. She came to me and she can't afford to do this, so I won't mention her name because she didn't want me to. She gave me 500 rand and said, I know you'll do the best with this that you can. Now, that 500 rand stopped working at about 3 or 4 months ago. But the amount of things that I got right, I helped one of the patients pay one of their bills. I got 500 rands worth of pads for the PPP project because a shop locally said to me I could buy them at cost.
Wow.
Then when I arrived, they gave me all of the extras. So it was more than 500 rands worth. And somehow I stretched this 500 rand to last and do all sorts of little extra things. And recently I've been given another magic wallet. So from another friend of mine who said to me, I saw this and we'll be doing it again. Which I think is fabulous. So as I go through all of these little bits and pieces, she hasn't told me how much she's going to give me yet, so I can't say the amount. But I am looking at shop owners and people like that to say, can we come around and buy a few things at cost or close to cost? Or if you've got anything lying around that maybe the packaging is gone and you can't use it anymore, I'm happy to pay for the cost because I've got this little fund. Mm. It's a small fund. But we can stretch it further, and if people are willing to go that little bit further, I'm not looking for things always for free. I do try and stretch what I get as far as I can, and I beg as far as I can. But yes, if we can get a little bit extra in, it just makes the world of difference.
I can imagine. So at Wide Horizon Hospice, you need a lot of things, not just a magic wallet, but other things inside this unit as well, or yeah. units rather. And it's not just the kettles and whatever, it's everything else, all those consumables that go through every day.
Yes, so it's tea, coffee, sugar. At the moment, we're going through honey as well. Not a lot of it, but people do like honey with their tea in the evenings. It's cool drinks. It's ice cream. It's jelly.
Cookies.
Rusks. Sweeties. Rusks. Milk. Soap. Washing powder. Stay Soft. And cream. Lotions. Potions. You know, ladies smells. You know, just make everybody feel a bit better. So, yes. Bandages. Plasters. All of those things.
So I've also noticed you have a take-a-lot wish list.
Yes.
How's that going?
It's slow going at the moment. I'm not going to lie. But the beauty of the take-a-lot wish list is that people can then see from the smallest item that we're looking for, packets of jelly, 2 or 3 rand, right through to we'd love to have an ice machine.
Mm.
And it doesn't necessarily mean I have to get it from take-a-lot. Although that would be delightful. It would be wonderful if people could see what we need on that wish list. Maybe they have it at home. If they don't have it at home, if they know of where we can get something like that, then we can at least have everybody who wants to know what is it that you need. So lots of people don't want to give us cash. Mm. And I get it. They don't trust people with cash. That's fine. Then you can look on the wish list, see what we need. You can either drop it off or you can get take-a-lot to deliver if you don't want to come around. I know there's a big stigma around hospice. So if that's the case, then get them to deliver it and you don't have to come around.
That sounds good. It's easy. A lot of people are doing the online shopping thing a bit more and more these days. So it's just more convenient. So if someone needs to find out anything about maybe Respite Care or hospice itself, or they want to make a donation, be it in a magic wallet size or just another donation in the form of things they have lying around, how do we get a hold of you?
Okay, so we're at 13 Casino Road, directly across the road from Kopanong Hospital. Then we are at hospicevol@lantic.net, and the telephone number is 016-428-1410.
And anything else from hospice aside or the shop around the corner that you'd just like to mention?
Hospice is wonderful, and at one stage we're looking to probably be doing a day where we will be decorating. So I'm getting all of the Christmas decorations together, and then I'm going to ask people to come through and actually help us do it. Let's make it fun. Let's laugh and giggle and have a good time and put all the Christmas lights up and have a day of enjoyment.
A festive day.
Yes.
Just to lighten the mood.
Yeah.
There we go. And thank you so much for coming in and sharing and for everything that you're doing at hospice and in the community. we really appreciate everything you're doing, and good luck with all the projects.
Thank you very much.